Love Came from Heaven. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1895. The last thing that Selina Norton desired aboard the crowded Calais to Dover ferry was to draw attention to herself. Selina's travelling costume was plain grey without adornment, her bonnet lacked any decoration, and her boots were serviceable without being fashionable. Her few possessions were contained in a large battered Gladstone bag that nestled beside her feet as she sat on deck amongst a varied crowd of fellow passengers. Nothing, however, could diminish the attractiveness of her heart-shaped face with her huge blue eyes and soft pink mouth. She had scraped her shining blonde hair back into a severe knot, held fast at the nape of her neck, but captivating tendrils had escaped, blown by the wind over her glowing cheeks. "I think you've dropped this," came a voice. Selina looked up, startled. A tall young man with heavy black eyebrows and a strikingly handsome face held out the purse that must have slipped from her lap onto the deck. "Oh, goodness, yes, it is mine. Thank you so much, sir." Selina flushed as she gabbled her thanks. How could she have allowed her precious reticule to slip from her grasp? If she lost it, she did not know what she would do. "I must have dozed for a moment. I had to get up so early this morning, you see, and the motion of the boat is very pleasant. I was a little afraid so early in the season it would be rough." She stopped abruptly. How many times had her nanny told her not to let her tongue run away with herself? The stranger smiled. His eyes were as dark as his brows, and they looked at her in a way that had Selina blushing even deeper. She shrank back in her seat and felt cold despite the early March sun. "May I suggest that you could be more comfortable in the saloon? Allow me to escort you. We could share a cup of coffee, or perhaps a glass of wine." Selina felt very alone and vulnerable. "Thank you, sir. It is so kind of you. But I am very comfortable here," she answered him in a small voice, not raising her eyes to meet his. Why did men always want to spend time with her? She knew exactly what would happen if she did go with this powerful-looking man, with his well-cut travelling clothes and arrogant air. He would expect her to listen to his boring stories. He would tell her she was the most beautiful girl he had ever met, and then he would try to kiss her. Men always behaved in exactly the same way, and Selina hated it. For this trip, she had even tried to make herself look so plain that no man would give her a second glance. "Come on, you can't be so cruel as to deny me your company for the short time it'll take us to reach Dover." Selina did not know what to say. The man loomed over her in a way that suggested he might reach out, pull her off the seat, and force her to go with him. Her voice failed. "Taverner, you on this boat too?" "Good heavens, we must have a drink together." Another man had come up, and he was as tall as the stranger who had picked up Selina's purse, but leaner, less obviously attractive, and dressed in a careless fashion. "Well, well, Wakefield, been gallivanting on the continent, have you?" The newcomer sounded put out to be hailed in this way. "Maybe we can both entertain this charming young lady I have just met." Selina was given a dismissive glance. "I doubt if she's interested in politics, and I want to discuss this wretched government's lack of enterprise. Did you hear my last speech in the Lords just before the House went into recess?" A strong arm was flung around Taverner's broad shoulders, and he had little option but to allow himself to be marched off towards the bar. Selina was unaware that she had been holding her breath, but she let it out now in a long sigh. She looked down at her purse, now safely back in her lap. She must be more careful.